Now, I'm back with Roger Overall, moving forward in this series on our conversation inspired by Chris Brogan. Roger, let me go over to you on this. The first paragraph heading within the email is called, "A manifesto is a commitment," and I'll quote, "or it can be, and that commitment can help better define how you do what you do, especially if you reread it often." That means if it's real, right? So what do you think about that? You know, do you have one, or do you think they're worthwhile having?
Well, there's three things. First of all, I'm interested in the use of the word "can" be a commitment. I would have thought it should be. I would have thought you're writing your manifesto because you're saying, this is what I am, this is what I believe, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm moving forward.
Now, just let me come back to you on that point. Chris Brogan never uses the word "should."
Right.
He uses the word "hint," and he does not go for this word "should" and "ought," right? He allows you and I, when reading his email, to say things like, I should do it, you know? So he allows us to produce the "should" rather than him. Very, very deliberate, I feel.
But by saying "can," he lets you off the hook. You can wriggle away. You can write this, and it can be something to live by. It doesn't have to be. But if it doesn't have to be, why write the manifesto? Why go through the process?
Oh, God, loads of people write things in order to get funding, and they don't believe a single word of what they wrote down, right?
But he's not talking about that. He's talking about something quite fundamental.
Yeah, well, you might put it into your business plan in order to impress an investor, and it mean nothing, that it's all just bloody bullshit.
But then it isn't a manifesto really, is it? It's just a piece of meaningless thing. And I don't think that's what he means. I think he's talking about a document that has value and that it has substance and weight. And can carry you forward. And in fact,
can carry you forward. See, even you slip into the language.
Even I slip into the language.
Right? Provided it's real, it can actually matter. Mm. Right?
Well, it should matter. I retract my statement. It should matter. But it's interesting. We've had, you know, we've had a... Then you ask me, do I have one? No, I don't.
Have you ever written down, actually, what your business stands for or what you as a business person stand for in a very succinct series of propositions?
Not in a series of propositions, no.
I've done it in a longer format.
When I was purely a documentary photographer. Now, as to where that document is, Lord knows. But I should do it now that I am shifting my business. I should definitely do it now. Because I do think a manifesto can be an anchor.
Well, let me give an example of this from the email then. Because in Chris's email, he says, from the Human Way Manifesto. So this is his own current company manifesto. I quote it, Chris Brogan says, "We believe that to succeed, all of us have to learn to love the grind and do the unsexy work. We have to learn to love the grind and do the unsexy work." So that's the manifesto statement, right? What difference does this make? Here's what Chris has to say about that. He says, "I'm writing this," this is this particular email, right, "on a day when I don't really feel much like writing. But today, that grind involves writing, so I do it." So it's helped, it's pushing him through the "I don't feel like doing it today," you know. And why? It's not just "I write when I feel like it." It's "I've got a manifesto commitment to doing the grind."
Yeah. I think it's very important. It's an interesting thing he's raised there because it's the counterweight to positive thinking. It's the counterweight to having ambition. It's the counterweight to believing that you can achieve something. Because, yes, positive thinking is incredibly important, but you still need to do the hard work. He's got that enshrined in his own manifesto. He's a very positive guy, and he has a very upbeat attitude. Now, I appreciate he has issues with depression as well.
Ups and downs. Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you say, you know, the point is you can be very positive and yet feel really reluctant to do something. And this is where the manifesto, I think, you know, you nail your colours to the mast because you publish it, right?
Sorry to cut across you, but it just, the thought popped into my head and I have to express it.
Cutting across is part of our way, Roger, right? It is a way. In other words, in our manifesto it can be, we will cut across each other when we are going to add value.
When we're going to add value. The hard graft of it and the "I don't feel like doing it today but I'm going to do it anyway." There's a book, Great by Choice.
I've heard of it, I haven't read it. Okay. Who wrote it?
James, I forget.
Doesn't matter.
It's the same people who wrote Great to Good, Great by Choice. And there's a story in it of Amundsen, who beat Scott to the pole. I mean, it's the South Pole. And one of the things that he did was they marched religiously 20 miles a day. Now, regardless of whether the weather was good and they could have gone further, they did 20 miles. And if the weather was horrid and rubbish and awful, they still did 20 miles. They still did the grind. They still pushed forward. And I find that reflected in what Chris is saying, because Chris is really saying, I have goals, I have ambitions, I have things I want to achieve, but I recognise at the same time, and I have this enshrined in my manifesto, that I'm going to have to do these things when I really, 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 really don't want to. But I'm going to do them anyway. Just like Amundsen on the really rough days, we will still do our 20 miles to the pole. Whereas Scott, if the weather was good, they'd do way more, and if it was bad, they wouldn't shift at all.
Well, look, there must be strengths and weaknesses to the different approaches, but, I mean, if, for example, Scott's manifesto might have been, when there's good weather, we make hay. When there's lousy weather, we conserve our energy. And that's in their manifesto. So we have two different manifestos, right? And the point I think about manifesto, or that makes me think about it, is that basically the key thing is that it's your manifesto, right? It's your manifesto. You live by it, right? And in the case of Amundsen and Scott, you die by it, right? Basically, it is yours. And your manifesto is yours, and my manifesto is mine. Now, if we're building a business together, then it's our manifesto, and we craft what we are capable of or committed to, what we believe in common. But basically, I think that's a good example you've given of two different manifestos in operation.
That's interesting, yes.
Now, I want to go on to another point, right? Because Chris distinguishes in the email between a manifesto and a mission statement. Now, look, you and I, we've been around for a while, right? Mission statements have been around a very long time, and I've written a load, right? But Chris actually distinguishes them one from the other. Do you remember what he had to say about the difference between the two?
I can't.
Okay, well, look, that's the point. I want to bring it, this is the point of our conversation, really. I have it in front of me, of course, so you have nothing in front of you. I've got the whole thing here. But basically is that the vision statement, right, is something you write, Chris says, because you feel compelled to do it, right? You feel compelled to sum up your work in a sentence or two, right? You feel compelled to do it. It might be because it provides focus. It might be because it's an absolutely essential requirement of you won't, nobody will buy your business unless you have a mission statement or whatever. They become very fashionable, right? However, it is so succinct and is often written in language that is inaccessible to anybody else, right? Every single word is so tight, right? Now, I can't remember what Chris actually said, but he basically goes on to say that the manifesto is more powerful than that, right? And I think that's because when you spell it out, what it really means in practice, this is our mission, let's say, what that really means in practice, you put together a few. And if it's meant to be a communication and a public commitment, so it has to be written, or it's best written in an engaging way, so that people will know you by it, recognize you by it. But that's where its power comes from. One is appeals to the intellect, but the other appeals to the heart, would be a crude. I don't know if Chris said that.
Does a manifesto contain more concrete action than a mission statement? I mean, my experience is that most mission statements actually end up being parodies of what a mission statement should be.
I find mission statements would be a lot more boring to discuss now than manifestos.
Yes.
Can we just stick to manifestos, okay, right? I am very much more attracted to manifestos.
But does a manifesto of its nature contain actions? We will do this, or I will do this.
Well, I suppose a manifesto could be a collection of statements of belief, you know. I believe this, that could be a manifesto. But I think you're right, actually. I think you're right. A manifesto is a commitment to action. You're right. It could have. It could, because I believe that we are all part of the same world community, I will be polite to every person that I meet, even when I totally disagree with their opinions. That is a manifesto statement, is it not? Because I believe we are all of the same DNA, I will respect all others, irrespective of their beliefs and their behaviour. That's a manifesto.
I think it would derive enormous power by having actions. You don't have to have a concrete action for every single thing that you're going to do.
Wait a minute. You see, Chris says somewhere in this, and I'm not going to look it up here, says that what you write down has to be something that will be relevant. You can't put down, I believe that it's important, the business manifesto, I believe it's important to make money. Right? That is not a suitable statement in a manifesto for a business, right? Because frankly, nobody who looks at it will actually remember you by it. You certainly will come to say it, well, it's so bloody obvious. It does not make you different. So I think the manifesto has to do two things. It has to make you stand out from the crowd, but it also has to win you a crowd. It has to be done so it is something around which other people can link, bond, associate. The best ones are.
Is the manifesto a precursor or the foundation for your brand?
Well, I'll tell you a story in the next audio boo that we record, or the next piece of audio we record, precisely about that. And the only reason I'm stopping is that this one has got a certain length. But you've asked an absolutely perfect statement for, is a manifesto a precursor for your brand? Right.
I actually have to
we'll
write
come
it
on
down.
To that.
I'm very excited about that.